The ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 361. Nothing, Janice blushed a little, not daring to face Leon. Back then, she would occasionally be quite close to Leon, but she never felt anything wrong about it. At that moment, her mother, cousin, and everyone else tried to get her together with Leon. She could not help but feel a bit different. Leon sat so close to her. She could even feel the strong sense of manliness coming from Leon. It caused her heart to beat erratically. "Leon, we were just talking about you," Leanne said. Even though she said so many nasty things about Leon earlier, Leon did not seem to have taken them to heart. He did not seem to have any intentions of pursuing the matter. It caused her to feel much calmer. At the same time, she approved of Leon's character even more. She started to feel like a mother, in law, looking at her son, in law. "What about me?" Leon was curious. "Leon, do you have a girlfriend right now?" Leanne asked. Seeing as her daughter did not seem to be moving at all, she started to get anxious. She thought for the sake of her daughter's happiness. She felt like she had to help her daughter. However, she needed to determine if Leon was single or not first. "Not for now," Leon shook his head, but Iris's beautiful face flashed in his mind. After what happened in the cinema, Iris and himself had a sudden development. He needed to properly think about how he needed to confess to Iris so he could get the girl. "What do you think about Janice? She had no boyfriend, and you have no girlfriend. The two of you are so close as well. There must be a foundation for something to go on. In my eyes, the two of you suit each other so well. Why don't you try going out?" Leanne said with a smile. That, Leon was dumbfounded. He never would have dreamed that Leanne would try to set up Janice and himself. He was completely caught off guard. Only, he already had someone he liked. He was just about to figure out a way to reject it politely when Janice took the initiative. "Mom, can you not try to force things so hard? I already told you before this. Leon's just my friend. I don't have any feelings like that for him. Can you not try so hard when it comes to this anymore?" Janice said with a reddened face and did not know what to do. In truth, she thought about it before as well. She did not have a boyfriend anyway, so there was no harm in trying things out with Leon. However, they lacked that sort of feeling with each other, so she felt a bit uncomfortable with the idea. Furthermore, she worried that they would feel like they were not suited for each other after she started going out with Leon. Then, the two of them might not even be able to keep on being friends. She did not want to lose her only good friend that was a guy. Leon nodded meaningfully. He felt the same way as Janice. He did not feel that way for Janice at all. He only felt that way when it came to Iris. "You," Leon was really angry at what his daughter said. However, he could not say much more in front of Leon, so she was forced to stop for the moment. After having lunch, all of them dispersed. Leon rode his bike back home. At about 6 or 7 in the evening, Leanne nagged Janice at home. "Janice, I'm telling you. You have to think about Leon. You have to take hold of a man as excellent as he is. Otherwise, you'll regret it when he's taken away by another woman. Chapter 362. Lian was quite unhappy as she spoke. "Yes, your mother's right. Lian is quite a good man," Horace nodded, approving of Lian. Lian was powerful, but he was not arrogant like Theodore. Instead, he was humble and well-mannered. That was a good man who was worthy of his daughter's future. "Mom, Dad, can you please change the topic?" Janice's head hurt. After coming back from the hotel, her mother was in her face the whole time, causing her a lot of grief. "What kind of attitude is this? You just refuse to listen no matter what I say, are you trying to frustrate me to death?" Lian said angrily. "Whatever, I'm going to take a walk in the park." Janice could not stand her mother at that moment and found an excuse to go out to calm down. She was pushed too hard by her mother, and her thoughts were affected somewhat. She suddenly felt like she could possibly listen to her mother's suggestion and try things out with Lian for a bit. Even though her heart lacked a certain something for Lian, it might actually appear if they date each other for a while. "Don't go. Can you tell me if you're going to agree or not first? Come back right now." Lian was furious. She wanted to stop her daughter, but Janice was quick, and already went downstairs. "This brat is going to be the death of me." Lian was more and more unhappy as she thought about it. She hurried to her window, wanting to call her daughter to come back. Janice's family was in a three-story building in a small neighborhood. It did not take her that long to arrive downstairs. Lian stood next to a window and was about to shout for her daughter when something strange happened. From not far away, a silver, gray MPV suddenly stopped in front of Janice. The door opened, and two muscular men wearing black masks suddenly rushed out of the car. Janice was shocked. Before she could even react, the two men already grabbed her shoulders and forced her into the car. Lian was shocked at the sight. They were wearing masks, so they were not good people. She immediately realized that her daughter was in danger. "Who are you? Why are you grabbing my daughter?" Lian shouted. If the windows did not have railings on them, she would have jumped right off. Lian did not know if they noticed Janice at all, but they did not seem to care. Their actions were incredibly quick as they sped away. Lian panicked, and almost fainted on the spot. "Lian, what is it? What happened?" Horace realized that something was wrong when he heard Lian's voice, and he quickly ran out. "Horace, it's not good. Janice was kidnapped." Lian grabbed Horace's arm and her voice trembled. "What?" Horace was shocked, and he hurriedly looked out the window. The car already disappeared, and he saw nothing. "Lian, are you sure you weren't mistaken? We have no money and no power. We never offended anyone either. Why would they kidnap Janice?" Horace was uncertain and wondered if Lian mistook things. "I'm not blind. How could I be mistaken? They even had black masks on. They were clearly thugs." Lian recounted everything briefly. "How could this happen? Who did it?" Chapter 363. Horace was stunned. He knew that there was no way his wife lied, and he started to get anxious as well. "No matter who did it, let's hurry up and report this to the police." Lian hurriedly took out her phone and prepared to call the police. No, we can't tell the police. Horace stopped Leanne in panic. Why can't we call the police? Your daughter's already been kidnapped. It gets more dangerous every minute. Are you just going to let your daughter suffer and not do anything? Leanne was furious. She almost slapped Horace in the face. Leanne, calm down. If the other side is some violent thugs, then Janice will be in even more danger if we call the police and scare them. Horace hurriedly explained. He was a man in the end and was calmer than Leanne at the moment. He thought things through even more. That, Leanne was stunned. She knew that her husband was being reasonable. In many movies and dramas, after the kidnappers got their target, they would end up killing the hostage if the police were involved and they had no other choice. If they reported this to the police, the thugs could very well harm Janice's life to protect themselves if they found out. What do we do now? We have no money or power, and we have no connections. What do we do if we don't report this to the police? Leanne was even more panicked. She felt incredibly hopeless and did not know what to do. There was no way she would just let her daughter die. Don't panic. Even though we have no power, Leon's very capable. We can ask him for help. He might have a way. Horace immediately thought of Leon. That's right, how could I forget Leon? Leanne realized. She was very emotional, but she quickly thought of something. Her expression stiffened, but we don't have Leon's contact. How do we get him to help? It's fine, Janice left in a hurry, I don't think she brought her phone. She might have Leon's contact. If it really won't do, we can go to the hotel to look for Horson. He has a way to contact Leon, Horace consoled. There's no need for that, I've already found Janice's phone. Leanne walked to the living room and quickly saw Janice's phone on the coffee table. After that, she hurriedly found Leon's number and called Leon. At Dragon Bay Villas, Louisa pulled Leona and Iris into the room and prepared to train. Ring ring. Right at that moment, Leon's phone suddenly rang. He took it out and saw Janice's number. Hello, Janice, you, before Leon could even say anything, he was interrupted by Leanne's voice. Leon, it's me, Janice was kidnapped by thugs. Leanne hurriedly told Leon everything. What? Leon was shocked, and his expression immediately sank. Leon, please. You have to figure out a way to save Janice. Leanne pleaded. She sounded like she was about to cry. Mrs. Lynch, don't worry. Janice is my best friend. I won't let anything happen to her. Leon said firmly. In college, Janice was the only person willing to get close to him. She helped him a lot, and he always looked at Janice with gratitude. Chapter 364. Furthermore, he never had any relatives or friends as an orphan. Janice was like family to him. In his heart, Janice's position was second only to Iris's. If Janice was in danger, there was no way he could allow Janice to get hurt, no matter the price he had to pay. After hanging up, Leon had a dark look on his face. Iris could not help but ask, Leon, did something happen? One of my best friends just got kidnapped, Leon said angrily before he explained everything. After that, He took a deep breath to try and calm himself down. Iris, I need the Youngs to help me with this. I hope you can use your connections to help me look for those thugs. All right, it's not a problem. I'll make the arrangements, Iris nodded before she left with Louisa. After that, Leon gave Harvey, Fane, and Mason a call, asking them to help look for the thugs. To save Janice, he practically used everything he could. The Youngs and the Shears were massive forces who had incredible influence, while Fane and Mason were large figures in the underworld. Their power was immense. With the help of both legal and illegal forces, the thugs would not be able to escape. After making those arrangements, Leon was much calmer. After that, he got on the bike to head toward Jancy's home. He wanted to see if the thugs left any clues. After about 20 minutes, Leon suddenly got a call from Mason before he even reached Janice's home. Mason had a clue. Mr. Wolf, I received some news just now that a silver, gray MPV without a license plate drove into a house belonging to Xander, Mason reported it like it was. Mason and Xander had deep grudges against one another. They fought for a long time. The last time, Xander brought his men to the bar, preparing to kill Mason, but Xander ended up having to flee. To stop Xander from trying anything again, Mason had his men constantly observing Xander's movements. Nothing Xander did escaped his ears. This time, he was lucky enough that he managed to find the clues so quickly. Xander. Just wait. If you harm Janice's, I'll rip you to shreds. Leon was furious. He stepped on the gas and quickly drove towards the address Mason gave. At a luxurious villa on the outskirts of the city, Brody immediately rushed over when he heard that Xander was prepared to move against Leon. He quickly saw Xander in the living room. Mr. Sullivan, I've already captured Leon's girlfriend. She's currently in the bedroom. We have to discuss how we're going to use her to lure Leon next. Leon will die. Xander said confidently. He never regarded Leon as anyone worth his notice in the first place. With Janice as a hostage, he would have an even easier time killing Leon. Mr. Long, don't be in such a hurry. Leon's quite the lucky man. I've seen his girlfriend a few days ago. She's very beautiful. With such a beautiful girl, I have to play around with her a little. Once I'm done with her, it won't be too late to use her against Leon. Brody said in a sinister manner. Chapter 365. I don't mind if you want to play around a bit, but you'd better clean up after yourself. Don't leave any evidence. If the police are alerted, it won't do us any good. Xander did not forget to say. They lived in a lawful society, and the internet and media were incredibly quick to expose anything. Even the four great families and the two kings were not able to stop everything. There was no way Xander and Brody could either. If Brody ended up leaving any evidence because of his lust, then the results would be disastrous. Don't worry, I've already thought of everything. There won't be any evidence, Brody slapped his chest in guarantee before he told Xander his plan. Good idea. I won't disturb you then. Go and enjoy yourself. Xander laughed as he shot Brody a thumbs up before he got up to leave the living room. Leon was the only target the Sullivans were paying him for. As for Janice, he did not care how Brody wanted to deal with her. It was fine as long as it did not ruin their plans. In the room, Janice's hands were both tied up. She shrunk to the side of the bed with a pale look on her face. She knew that she was kidnapped, and was incredibly anxious and scared. She was worried about what waited for her. At that moment, she heard some footsteps. Brody pushed the door open and walked right inside. "It's you." Janice was shocked when she saw Brody's face. She met Brody when Leon had that conflict with him in the mall. She knew that Brody was the heir of Sullivan Enterprises. Back then, she wondered why anyone would kidnap her when her family had no money. She finally understood. Brody was the mastermind behind everything. Brody probably had her kidnapped to deal with Leon. "That's right, it's me. Pretty girl, I bet you didn't think we'd meet again so quickly." Brody had an ill-intentioned smile on as he walked in front of Janice. "W, what are you trying to do?" Janice jumped at Brody's tone, feeling a sense of uneasiness. "We're a man and a woman in a room alone, and you're so beautiful. What do you think I'll do?" Brody smiled as his sinister gaze shifted all over Janice's beautiful face and gorgeous figure. He had a greedy look on his face. "H, how dare you?" Janice's expression changed immediately, understanding what Brody meant. He did not plan on targeting Leon but even doing something to her. "Why wouldn't I dare?" Brody held Janice's chin and lifted it. After that, he seemed to think of something. He looked at Janice and said with a strange look, "Could you be a virgin?" "W, what does it have to do with you?" Janice's face was completely reddened. She turned away, moving away from Brody's hand. Yet, her hands and legs were tied up. She could do nothing, or she would have already slapped Brody. "It's true." Brody was stunned. Janice's embarrassed demeanor had to mean that she was a virgin. "Haha, Leon, oh Leon. Your wife was a virgin, and even your girlfriend is too." Chapter 366. "You are a useless piece of trash." Brody laughed excitedly. He never expected that Janice would be a virgin just like Marilyn. Was that not just great for Brody? It was obvious how excited he was. "I'm not Leon's girl." Janice wanted to say that she was not Leon's girlfriend. However, she quickly remembered that she said that she was Leon's girlfriend when they met Brody and Marilyn at the mall. If she denied it, Brody would not believe her. Furthermore, the situation already escalated so much. There was no reason for her to deny it at all. "Leon, I've already taken your wife's virginity, now, I'm about to take your girlfriend's. Let's see how you take that. You'll never be able to do anything in front of me anymore." Brody laughed in an incredibly happy manner. He had deep grudges against Leon. He tried to cause Leon trouble so many times but fell to Leon every time. He hated Leon to the core, and wanted nothing more than to deal with Leon. The chance was finally there. He took Marilyn away from Leon before. If he could take Janice away, Leon would be in intense pain when he found out. The more pain Leon was in, the happier Brody was. He had a perverted sense of revenge. "You," Janice paled as she bit her lips. She said intensely, "Let me warn you. This is a lawful society. If you do anything to me, the law won't let you go. I know it's a lawful society. Forcing myself on a woman is a heavy crime. So what? I already have everything planned out. I won't need to bear any consequences. Brody laughed maniacally. There are no foolproof plans. Don't try and scare me like that, I won't fall for it. Janice acting calm. Even though the Sullivans were rich and powerful, the media was very powerful nowadays. The Sullivans would not be able to cover everything up. If Brody dared to do anything, he would not be able to escape the law. Don't be so certain. I don't mind telling you, but Leon will be dying today. If you're obedient and serve me well, I can consider sparing your life. If you don't understand the situation you're in, I can just have you go to hell with Leon. Brody smiled coldly. The law was not to be played around with. No matter how bold he was, he would not dare to kill Leon in such a brazen manner. However, with the Sullivans and Xander's combined influence, it was not that difficult to kill someone as insignificant as Leon. Brody planned to use Janice to lure Leon deep into the mountains. After that, use Janice's life to kill Leon and bury him. There would be no evidence at all. As for Janice, Brody was not willing to just leave such a beauty untouched. As long as he locked Janice up and trained her to become his toy, there would be no issues. Chapter 367. He heard about secret rooms like those in foreign news all the time. Of course, if Janice was not willing to cooperate, and tried to cause trouble, he did not mind burying Janice with Leon. Why, you're planning a murder? Janice shouted. Even though she did not know what Brody's plan was, she could tell what Brody meant. If she was willing to be Brody's toy, Brody would think about sparing her life. Otherwise, she would die with Leon. So what? So many people go missing and are never found. It's a common fixture in the news. Leon's just an orphan with nothing to his name. He's not even a regular person. Even if he dies, nothing will happen. Brody smiled snidely. I won't let you get what you want. Janice was shocked and angered. She suddenly stood up and charged at Brody. Bang! Brody was not able to react in time and fell to the ground. Janice's head rammed right onto his nose, causing his nose to bleed. At that moment, Janice tried to run to the door. Initially, Janice's hands and feet were tied up, and she was not able to move. However, through her constant effort, his hands managed to loosen the rope on the legs. While Brody was unprepared, she suddenly attacked Brody. Unfortunately, she was a weak girl with limited strength. Her hands were tied as well. Her attack did not hurt Brody too much. Brody was furious. He wiped the blood with his hand and charged right at Janice. When she got to the door, Janice was stunned. Her hands were tied, and she had no way to open the door at all. At that moment, Brody already caught up to her. He grabbed Janice's arm and forcibly dragged Jancy back. "Wretch, how dare you hit me?" Brody said viciously. With some force, he tore half of Janice's shirt off. Despicable. Let me go. Janice was furious. She kicked right at Brody. Brody was already prepared after what happened earlier. He used his legs to hold down Janice's long legs. Fight back all you want. I love it. Brody's animalistic nature was stirred as he forcibly pushed Janice down on the desk. Help me. Please, let me go, Janice was terrified. She was really scared. She was not just scared of being forced on by Brody, but even more scared of Brody's sinister plans. She knew that it would be hard for her to avoid death. However, she was distraught at the fact that she was even going to be tainted and humiliated by Brody before her death. Cry out all you want. Even if you lose your voice, no one will save you. Brody let out a laugh. His blood was already boiling. He felt amazing acting so aggressively. Janice was so beautiful, and she kept her purity as well. He was about to take this woman for himself. No. Chapter 368. Leon, where are you? Come save me. Janice felt hopeless. Her eyes were already red, and she sounded like she was going to sob. At that hopeless juncture, the only person she thought about was Leon. Even if she did not think that Leon was someone particularly powerful, Leon was incredibly good at fighting. If Leon could appear, Leon would probably be able to protect her with his skills just like at the mall. He would not let her get hurt. However, she knew that it was not realistic. Leon probably did not even know she was kidnapped at that moment, so how could he manage to save her? It was a pipe dream. Suddenly, she felt even more hopeless. She felt like she was in complete despair. Boom. Right at that moment, a massive boom was heard. The door was kicked down by Leon. What is going on? Brody was shocked. He turned to look and immediately saw a murderous-looking Leon standing at the door, the god of death. He looked like he was shrouded in ice as the murderous aura around him soared. Leon. Brody was shocked. He felt terrified by Leon. It was the first time he saw Leon look so terrifying. Get lost. Looking at what was happening in the room, Leon sent a kick right out. Brody was not able to even react as he was sent flying by Leon's kick. His body slammed right into the wall and he crumbled on the ground. The bones in his body were filled with pain. He did not know how many of his ribs were broken. Leon, it's you. Janice was shocked. She rubbed her eyes, not believing what she saw. She never would have expected Leon to appear when she was in the most danger. That's amazing. Janice finally reacted. She launched into Leon's arms emotionally. She started to cry with joy. Janice, are you all right? Leon asked anxiously. He looked Janice over. He saw that, even though Janice's clothes were in a bad state, there was no sign of anything else. He finally relaxed a little. I'm fine. Leon, thank you, Janice shook her head. She looked at Leon's handsome face, and her heart started to beat wildly. She felt something she never felt before in her heart. After that, she could not stop herself from standing on her tiptoes and kissing Leon. Janice, you, Leon was stunned as he touched his face, not knowing how to react. Janice's face blushed slightly. She looked down, not wanting to meet Leon's gaze. Before this, she always treated Leon as her best friend, and never really thought of Leon that way. Yet, At that moment, her heart suddenly bloomed. Women always loved fairy tales. Every woman had a dream of being saved by a knight in shining armor. Janice was no exception. Earlier, when she was at her most hopeless, Leon appeared and saved her. It was like he was her fated prince. It cemented him firmly in her heart. From that moment onwards, she realized that she liked Leon. Chapter 369. Leon did not think that much about it. He felt like Janice just reacted out of her control after being so scared. It did not mean anything. By the side, Brody managed to bear the pain in his chest and crawled up from the ground. Even though he did not know how Leon found this place, he knew something very well. There was no way Leon would let him off easily. While Leon was focused on Janice, he sneakily moved to the door. After that, he turned around and frantically ran away. Trying to run? It's not that easy. Leon snorted coldly. He put his jacket on Janice before he picked Janice up and quickly pursued Brody. Mr. Long, save me, Brody frantically ran as he cried out loudly. Bang! Leon was incredibly quick, and he caught up in a flash. He kicked Brody right on the back, and Brody fell to the ground face first. Brody rolled on the ground and tried to crawl up. However, Leon stomped on his back harshly, not allowing him to move. There were quite a few guards there. Earlier, Leon already got rid of Xander's subordinates when he was coming in to save Janice. That alerted Xander, and he hurried over with his men. Both of them met in the space in the yard. They were on opposing ends. Brat, it's you. How are you here? How'd you find this place? Xander was shocked to see Leon. He never would have dreamed that Leon would already have found them. He just kidnapped Janice not too long ago, and they did not even have the time to carry out their plans. It was too quick. He was completely caught off guard. If you don't want anyone to find out, then you shouldn't have done it in the first place. Xander, we've never dragged others into our conflicts. Both Brody and you worked together and dared to kidnap my good friend. You don't have any honor at all. You're both looking for death. Leon was thoroughly angered. Murderous intent seeped out from his body. Before that, he thought that Xander hated him because of what happened at the bar, and looked for Janice because of that. Yet, after seeing Brody, he quickly realized that Brody was the true mastermind. They completely crossed the line. Leon was an orphan who did not have any family or friends. He saw Janice as family. Brody and Xander worked together to harm Janice. It was enough to thoroughly anger him. Leon, be careful. The two of them are plotting to harm you. We should leave while we can, Janice thought of Brody's plans from earlier and paled. She hurriedly whispered to Leon. She knew that Leon was very skilled. Before they could react, Leon would have a chance of escaping with her. Otherwise, if they waited until the opponents had enough numbers, it would be difficult for Leon to run away with her. Janice, don't worry. I don't think much of trash like them at all. They dared to harm you this time. I have to seek justice for you. Leon's voice was very firm. But Janice was still hesitant. She worried that Leon would not be able to handle it alone. They're at Not Butts? Don't worry, as long as I'm here, it'll all be fine. Leon patted Janice's cold hand, consoling her. Chapter 370. Yes, I trust you. Feeling the warmth in Leon's hand, Janice let out a smile. A feeling of security surfaced in her heart. Brad, have you had enough? I'll give you one chance. Let go of Mr. Sullivan right now. Otherwise, don't blame me for being impolite. Xander scoffed. With a wave of his hand, his subordinates immediately surrounded Leon and Janice. Even though he did not know how Leon found his place, the fact that Leon barged into his den alone was suicide. Only, Brody was in Leon's hands. He was afraid of making any reckless movements for the moment. If I let him go just because you asked me to, wouldn't that be embarrassing? Leon smiled. Xander's expression sank. What do you want, then? I already said it earlier. Since the two of you tried to harm Janice, I'll make you pay a heavy price for that. I'll make sure I do what I say. Leon's sharp gaze looked at Brody under him, and he said coldly, Brody, let's start with you. Feeling the murderous gaze from Leon, Brody shuddered. Even his voice trembled. W, what are you trying to do? I already warned you to not provoke me. You kept on causing me trouble, and you crossed the line this time. Marilyn was willing to be with you. It was her choice. I can't say anything about you taking her away. However, you should never have put your sights on Janice. That's crossed the line in my eyes. Since you want to die, I'll grant you your wish. Leon's face was incredibly cold. He was getting angrier as he spoke. After that, he stamped right on Brody's kneecaps. He was always merciful. For the sake of Marilyn's grandfather, he repeatedly let Brody and Marilyn off. This time, Brody crossed the line. He would not be merciful anymore. He stomped down with true energy and completely shattered Brody's kneecaps. With the true energy, Brody's legs were probably completely crippled. Ah! As the sound of bone shattering was heard, Brody let out a squeal before he almost fainted on the spot. Fain broke one of his legs before, but the pain this time was 10 times worse. He could even clearly feel that all his bones were shattered around his knee. It would be very difficult to recover. Leon, just wait. Once Xander has you in his hands, I won't let you off. Brody clenched his teeth in pain. I don't know if you'll let me off or not, but there's no way I'll let you off easy. Leon sneered as he raised his leg and stomped on Brody's other leg. Crack! Brody let out another cry of agony. He started to sweat intensely at the pain. Leon, if you can, then kill me. If you don't kill me, I'll make sure you and your girlfriend are ripped to shreds when you're in my hands. Brody had an intense look in his eyes. His eyes were completely red, and he looked very horrifying. Xander did not dare to kill Leon in public, but Leon would not dare to kill him either. Since Leon would not dare to do it, there was nothing he needed to be afraid of.